Welcome to the South Cars Outreach Program. Join our training session in progress.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kilos 6 Sierra United November, and this is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 in Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session actually will be Gordon, KY6B. I'm merely opening it up this evening. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location is beautiful Vero Beach, Florida, about 10 minutes from the Atlantic coast, where it's currently a temperature of 85 degrees, or a temperature of 79 degrees, high today of about 88% humidity, thunder in the area, and you know, believe it or not, a low tonight of 69. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, please come aboard. No emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating that special day, that birthday, either last week or this coming week, that would like to come up aboard to be the first to check in so we can say happy birthday? So if you're having that special day, please come aboard. Looks like we're not having any birthday stations either. You know, this is the monthly Thursday informational net open forum, or we call it TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Do want to advise you that we always record these sessions, so if you've been part of the session this evening, you most definitely will be part of that recording, and it will soon hopefully be posted on our website. So with that, I'm going to drop it here one moment, just give you a couple short announcements, and then I'm going to call on our NCS this evening to begin the program. You know, we always ask for NCSs and hospitality, anyone that can help South Cars to be, like I say, even bigger and better than we already are. Sometimes we need that extra help. We just simply ask you, if you have that desire, to simply send us an email, voip@voipnet.southcars.com. All information on our training sessions, of course, is on our website. We also ask that you check out our website. I gave that to you earlier, www.voip.southcars.com, and we have a breaking news session on there. We have a lot of information on there, and we hope that you'll check that out on a regular basis. You do know that all of our courses for 2013 have been completed, and that is on our website as well. So if you wish to upgrade and we're not having classes, you know, you can always go to our website. And there is information on there how we're going to do our classes for 2014. So we ask that you simply check that out. So with that, I hope that everyone has a great session this evening. And I hope that you'll ask our guest speaker a lot of questions because he's an expert in this field. KY6V, I'm going to turn it over to you because you helped me a great deal with Echolink and everyone else. So I know you have some great information for us tonight. And I'll be in the background listening and helping you wherever I can. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, KY6V. The floor is all yours.
Well, thank you, pretty lady. Good evening, Kathy. Good evening to everybody. I'm not sure about being the expert, but I can tell you I've got a lot of bruises as long as I've been playing with Echolink. So maybe that'll help. Gordon here, KY6V, reporting in from the eastern side of Central Florida. I looked at our temperature about 15 minutes ago, and it was still at about 84 degrees. Supposed to be down in the middle of the night to about 71, I'm told. But we've had rain on and off today, accompanied on occasion with thunder bumpers and lightning and all of that nice stuff. The wind is currently at about 12 miles an hour out of the east-northeast. And we're watching a couple of puddle jumpers out there in the Atlantic, and a couple that are, well, two, one in the western Caribbean and one in the eastern Pacific. One of these guys is already into a hurricane. His name is Humberto. He's up to 85 miles an hour, but I consider him in the middle of the Atlantic. He's at 45 degrees and turning north. That's 45 degrees longitude. And turning to the north, he doesn't look like he is going to be any trouble for anybody before he blows his whistle and rolls over and dies. And we hope it remains that way. Okay, let me restart everybody's timers. Good evening. I see Paul's in there tonight, Jim up there in Georgia. I see Mr. Fort Myers. Doug's aboard here with his straight vanilla. Rick up in Ohio. We're going to have some fun. Stand by one for a timer check, please. Okay, KY6V for Southcars. Tonight we'll be discussing the setup configuration pages for Echolink. In doing so, we will be discussing each setup page for both the single user and that of the sysop. We will not necessarily be discussing each and every line entry in the multiple pages, and there's about 19 of them, believe it or not. But we will be discussing those entries that you may want to change from the default settings. In doing so this evening, we would ask those of you to have your Echolink program at full screen on your computer and follow us through the pages we will be discussing. Now, we realize that those of you who are connected and coming in through an RF system will not have the availability of visual recognition. So with this in mind, and for those of you who would like to follow this further, we would be pleased to email you a copy of this presentation. If you make the request to us by requesting this through our email address at voip@voipnet.southcars.com. So with all of this said, please let us begin by looking at page 1 for the discussion. Let me set the timers again. We ask you, with your permission, if you would go to the top of your Echolink screen, select Tools in the toolbar, open that up, and then click on the entry called System Setup. System Setup. And I'll give all of you a second or two to get to that point, and then I'll ask you if you have reached that point, and we will continue. KY6V. Okay, anybody that's following along with the Echolink program up in full screen, do we have any problems up there? Are we all sitting on the first page? And this is where you, select whether you want to be a single user or a sysop and so on and so forth. Any problems, please?
Not a problem, but a birthday. This is KK4MOX.
Well, that could be a problem, depending on how old the person is. Hello, Rebecca. You're late for birthdays, but always first in my book, so go right ahead. Over.
Well, I had my hand very close to it, but I was not able to get any push-to-talk to press before Kathy took it back up. So I've been listening and waiting. So I said, hey, there's a chance I'll pop in there. So anyway, just wanted to say hi, and I got taking the dogs out, and got the recorder running, and mentally following along with you. I'm expecting a great session. This is Rebecca, KK4MOX, and turn it back over to you.
Okay, pretty lady. Well, you didn't say, is this your birthday? Jim's birthday or somebody else's birthday. Whoever it is, happy birthday. Over.
It's my birthday. Jim's was back in July. We got to celebrate his for a week. I don't know how long we're going to celebrate mine. We'll probably celebrate a whole month. Who knows? It may just be 2 hours. Anyway, we're celebrating starting to now, I guess. This is KK4MOX. Back to you, Gordon.
Oh, you pretty thing. I had to rapidly pull you up on our roster to determine that it's the 15th. So you're starting here a few days early, and I hope that you continue it right into the following week. Fantastic. Hey, you and Jim jump in any time here during this program tonight, because I know that you have a lot to offer. Okay, Rebecca?
Will do.
Okay, any other questions here? Any problems in getting to the page we're about to discuss, please? Well, in my CW training, that would have been an M, Jim. I don't know what it was. It was two dashes in tone coming across LBM-L. So, might have been feedback that was just modulating very nicely in a CW fashion. All right, guys and gals, we're on the first page here. System setup. And this is where you get everything started, okay? This sub-window that is open for you will request that you select single user or sysop. This means your intent will be either a computer user or have radio equipment connected to your computer to broadcast Echolink via RF. You will need to insert here either your normal call, such as, in my case, KY6V, or in the case of the sysop mode, you will need to enter your call with a dash L, denoting a simplex node, or a dash R, denoting you are running a repeater. If this is your first time with Echolink, you will be, we are assuming, that you have already supplied the necessary information to Echolink that has validated your call in the system. You can't really get started until you do that. The next line in the entry is password. And this is the password that you generated and further forwarded to Echolink headquarters. Should you ever forget your password, simply click on the question mark to the right of this line, and it will produce the password for you. The rest of the page is sort of self-explanatory, name, location, email address, and so on. Okay, at this point, Kathy, I'm going to throw it over to you, let you see if there's any questions before we go to the next page, and ask anybody out there that would just like to come in and say hello, and you're listening. We'd appreciate it. Kathy, please, over.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. You know, Gordon, I remember when I was going to set up some of these passwords. You know, I have so many passwords, I can't remember some of them. And so that's always useful that you can find those. I'm having the habit lately of forgetting my password. I always try to do it with Cuddles, but I'm up to number 6 right now because school always wants me to change it. But I do it in a different way. So I appreciate you telling us about the password and how to find it. But let me throw it out there for anyone at this point to see if you have any questions or any comments that would like to come aboard of our guest speaker.
RMO.
All right, Mr. RMO. I'm glad that the reminder helped you a little bit. Hopefully you were having a lot of fun whatever you were doing. I was having an interesting week this week, and you know, I was going to share that a little bit later. But Gary, why don't you come aboard and share with us this evening?
Well, thank you, Kath, and hello, Gordon, and hello, everybody else. My bad, I forgot it was Thursday. I really did. I was sitting around playing with a Well, the new a new cloning cable for my VX150. I could not find the one that I had. I had some cheap one that didn't work, so I got one, and it came in the mail today. So I fired up my software and reloaded all the frequencies back into it, and it seems like it was working pretty good. And then Kathy reminded me it was Thursday night, and hello world. So here I am. I don't know what I've missed so far. It sounded like when I came in, it was a description of the different designators that you'll see when you look at the software. So that's about as far as I got. So I'll just play catch up as the night goes on. So we'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO going back to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gary. We started off with the very first, I believe it was system setup. We asked that everyone bring up their full EchoLink screen, and Gordon's going through each section. So you haven't missed too much, just a little bit. But, you know, he has some very valuable information. Great week for me this week, by the way, Gary. Very relaxing and not much problems. And I finished my first week at my new location and actually feel quite relaxed this evening. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being both of our backups. And at any point, I hope that you'll come aboard. Gordon, that seems the only check-in I have at this point. Unless you would like to see if anyone else would come aboard, so maybe you'd like to continue. KY6B from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Well, we'll pick them up as it rolls on here. Hello, Mr. Syracuse. You're looking great. You know, the school system, according to Kathy, is having a day off tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Isn't that a great day to have an annual day off? So today is really Friday on Thursday, so you're excused for forgetting which was which. Ladies and gentlemen, would you now please select the next window to the right of where you were, which is called Servers. And I'll give you a second to do that. I'll set the timers, and we'll discuss that, baby. KY6V. Okay, the first question, and you're not going to hear this all night, but did everyone get to the page that we are about to discuss? Any problems out there, please? Over. Looks like I was doubling with Jim. Jim, were you trying to call in, sir? Mr. Georgia, over.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, if somebody like me can't see where all these screens are, the screen that we're discussing right now can also be accessed by giving it an alternate echo. Alternate E will bring that same screen up, over.
Well, I'll have to play with that, Jim. How does that do that? If you put in Alt E, how does it know what screen we're talking about, over?
Well, because it's got different letters for different screens. you went to it by going through the tools to go to it, but you can go to it right straight from the keyboard just by hitting Alt Echo, and that's just a setup screen, over.
Well, I'll be darned. That's nice to know. I'll have to play with it. You know, I've got more questions than answers at the moment, Jim, because all of a sudden we're only on the second screen and we're already up to Alt Echo. You would think they would start with A, B, C, D, and then E or something. Okay, very good. Well, look, this page is pretty simple and succinct. It shows you how the EchoLink system has been set up and shows you the connect point and alternatives which are used automatically. And I underline that word automatically. You don't have to do a thing if we need to proceed to the alternatives. So they go after the first item on your list, and if that server is malfunctioning, it will automatically go to the second entry, and it will try that, and it will go down that list until it connects somebody and gets you going. So that's the whole kit and caboodle. I'm not going to take any questions on this because I think it's pretty straightforward. Please go to the third window now. I don't know what your keystrokes might be up there, Jim, but we're looking for the one that's called proxy. And that is the third window from the left call out in the section that we are working. This is KY6V. I'll give you a second to get there. Okay, again, if anybody's having any trouble pulling these pages up, let me know and we'll work it out. This is an interesting window, guys and gals, and one in which you should become familiar. The first bulleted line allows you to select what you wish to use as the external IP address assigned to your system. This is the one that's assigned by your ISP, and it will take you directly into the outside world via that IP address. The second listing, or the second bulleted window, allows you to select a private proxy and further asks you to enter the private IP address, the password, and to confirm what this proxy is using, whether it's using port 8100 or not. And then the third line gives you the option of selecting a public proxy. Simply open this window further and select the public proxy of your choice. Now, let me buy a nickel for a second. You know, it should be said here that some familiarization with this area is necessary. Some public proxies do not allow links and repeaters, but all have some form of usable time. This means that some may only allow you in their system for 30 minutes, some 1 hour, others 12 hours, and yet others 24 hours. So choose the public proxy to fit your requirement. Kathy, I'm going to turn this over and let you open it up for any questions or check-ins, and I know you've had a lot of experience with public proxies. You might have some comments on that. KY6V, over.
Yes, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and you know, at times, guys and gals, I can't get on my direct proxy if I'm out of town, so I usually try to go in to what Gordon's talking about, the public, and I'll bring up different proxies. I go through the list and I try to look for one that's about 24 hours. And usually they're in Germany, but I've had quite great success with that. Some of the stations don't have a time, so you really don't know. So when I'm doing a net that's going to last a couple hours, I want something that's a little bit longer. So I've gotten quite a few there, about 24 hours, and some of them, Gordon, are actually unlimited. You know, it lets you on there as long as you want. You know, once I disconnect, for some reason, it comes up the next day, and it's there again. But let me drop it here for just a moment, and then I'm going to ask for some check-ins. But I did want to clarify with you, Gordon and Gary. Everyone thinks Friday the 13th is a great holiday here for the school system in St. Lucie County, but it is actually our fall holiday. It's not because we're afraid to go to work on a Friday the 13th, but we always have a fall holiday, and this is the fall holiday, and you know, so I'm looking forward to some rest and relaxation because you well know I'm working at two separate jobs, and I need that little rest. So with that, let me throw it out there to our audience. Now, guys and gals, don't be shy. Come aboard. Make any comments. Ask any questions of Gordon because, like I said, you know, he's helped me out greatly as well as many of you. So how about coming aboard? If you don't want to ask a question, you don't want to make a comment, you at least can say hi to us this evening. So how about some check-ins? Please come aboard.
One India.
RMO.
Victor Hotel.
GYF.
Well, this is just great. I knew I'd get you guys to come aboard. That's the school teacher in me. I never said I'd punish you, but I knew I'd get you to come aboard. I have Mr. One India. Been a long time since we've talked, Paul. And RMO, that was a real sturdy RMO. So you have a lot to say, and good evening to you, Steve, VH, and GYF. Glad you got your system back on, and I hope you have some great comments this evening. So let me start with you, Mr. One India. Hope all is well in Danbury and well with you, but let's see what your comment is this evening. Come aboard.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everyone else in the net, Gordon, Gary, everybody else. Jim, Rebecca, boy, this is fun. I haven't been here in a long time on a Thursday night, and I saw earlier in the week, actually, that this topic was going to be presented tonight, and I actually set a reminder to come here and check it out, and I'm enjoying it immensely. Sitting here in the background practicing piano, working on the Hound Dog Blues, Gordon, being introduced to triplets, my goodness. But here in Connecticut, we had some crazy weather this week. Earlier in the week, it was ice cold, down in the low 40s overnight. And right now, it's 78 degrees and thunderstorms, so the weather has no clue which way it wants to go in at the moment, which is not unusual for anything in Danbury. But let me just drop it for one moment here, Kathy. So, but to the topic at hand, I was very interested in the discussion of the proxy page and the use of proxies versus a direct connect. And I'd be interested in knowing, where do I find this list of available proxies? How do I find that information if I wanted to play with that? With that, that's it from here for the moment. I'm sure I'll be back. K6SUN WQ1I back to net.
Well, thank you for that, Paul. And I'll try to answer that. And if Gordon wants to come aboard, I sure hope he does. But, you know, talked to Sean earlier this week. He's way up there in the Upper Peninsula. They were having their first snow, and it was in the 40s. So, you know, but we heard from somebody else further south, and it was in the 90s. So they're having strange weather up there. But at the third bullet on the system setup under proxy, I'm not sure how it reads, but it's where I usually go to find those public proxies, I believe they are. And there's an arrow. If you bring that arrow down, it will list several of them. You know, quite a few of them, and you just go through one at a time. And there's one that I think I've done, which is like a D. It starts with a D. And I always check the timing. If it says 30 minutes, I don't do it. Some of them are 12 hours, some of them 3. But I always find this one that is, there's one that's unlimited, there's some that are 12, and there's some that are 24. So, you know, I've had great success when I can't get on my direct or can't get on one of the other proxies I have. I actually go through those. And I've had some real great success, and a lot of times they're not disconnected. But let me throw it over to Gordon and see if he'd like to make some other comments for you, Paul. And thanks for being here tonight, and I'm glad you're enjoying it. KY6B, how about you making some further comments here?
Well, thanks, Kathy. I don't want to, you know, take too much time here for the other guys that want to check in also. Good evening to you, Mr. Dansbury. Triplets, love them. You know, I grew up with a trumpet, Paul. And that triple tonguing really lets you swing. And I'll leave that at that. I think Kathy's answered your question. You just go down to that third level under the proxy page and click the arrow that allows you to expand the listing of the public proxies and then start picking and choosing and playing and so on. I think the interesting thing here for everybody to realize is that it's a very useful tool when you're out wandering. Let's say you're in a motel or a hotel someplace and you're using their Wi-Fi router. And their Wi-Fi router is not open or has not been open for the ports that you need to use on Echolink. And I'm referring to the 5198, 5199, and 5200. So what you do is you go into this proxy page, you find yourself a proxy, and now you are transmitting out on port 80, the standard internet port, okay, to this guy or gal, whoever it may be and wherever they may be. They receive your signal and then transmit their system into Echolink to get you connected. Now, they're taking care of all of this baloney of port forwarding and so on and so forth for you. Does that make sense to you, Paul? Over.
Oh, absolutely makes sense. And I I had to say, I started laughing when Cassie said, look down to the third bullet. And I was just laughing at myself, thinking, gosh, I might as well have asked Cassie, where can I find my nose? But your explanation of how this all works, I think, is great, too, so and where you might want to need to use it. So thank you, Gordon. We won't tie it up any longer. WQNI, back to net.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul. You know, find your nose. That was funny. But I hope that you'll find this quite informative, because I think we have been all through this part with Echolink. So let me call on Mr. Gary, who's our backup this evening, who had a very definite RMO, so I'm looking forward to what his comment will be. Mr. Gary from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, come aboard with your comment, your suggestion, or just a clarification on anything. KC2RMO, come aboard.
Well, I thanks, Kath. I think I'm just excited about the fact that we have some work done on the Roadrunner this afternoon, and they did some work on the pole outside. So I'm number one. I meant to mention a little bit earlier, but everybody's sounding a lot better. We got the hi-fi high and the lights down low, as they used to say, and you guys just sounded really good tonight. So apparently, whatever they did. Definitely helped. Paul, good to hear from you. Hello there. It's nice to be doing these Thursday night things. I haven't been on one of these for a while myself, so it sounds good. It's fun. The thing with the proxy is to always remember that it's there, that you have that option, and you know, if you're having those pesky sort of connectivity problems, and you know, nothing seems to be working for you. Always a good idea to investigate the use of that, because it could really clear up a lot of problems for you. So it's just kind of like it's there in your bag of tricks, and it's definitely worth a try. Let me buy a nickel for a minute. And the other thing that I wanted to comment on was Friday the 13th. Okay, so Kath's having a great day off. They scheduled Friday the 13th for us, okay, is a mandatory hour and a half meeting with our psychotic director for Friday the 13th. So, you know, I mean, this is my world, you know, and that's where I'll be spending an hour and a half of my time, lucky it's not a cleaver factory. Where so we'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, that's so funny, Gary. You know, actually, I had that two-hour professional development today. We had an early release day today. Most of the kids got out at 2 at one location, and my other location was 1, and then I had this professional development. So I had that meeting today for 2 hours. So mine was 2 and yours is an hour and a half. But I'm going to be thinking about you when I'm at that relaxing time tomorrow. But, you know, guys and gals out there who have Androids, you know, I have not used Echolink on Android. It's all set up, but I have not used it. And, you know, that proxy is in those Androids, too. Where you can actually get into the public, and maybe some of you would like to share that. But let me pick up Steve At any point, Gary, you want to come back aboard, we'd sure like to hear from you. But Steve, why don't you come aboard and share some comments with us? And I know you're a expert at the Android, so maybe you want to share that as well. But thanks for being here tonight. KF5VH, come aboard.
K6SUN in the net. This is KF5VH, Steve in Lafayette, Louisiana. Good evening to everyone. I was going to make a quick comment on keyboard shortcuts, since we dipped our toe into that water. As Windows programs like Echolink are built, the author has the option of taking just about anything you can click and assigning it to a keyboard shortcut. And to see those, most of the time, if you click on Help, and you click on Search, and you search for the word shortcuts, one of the things that will pop up is keyboard shortcuts. You can click on that, and you can see the big long list of things the author's done for keyboard shortcuts. Really good when you're working on a program and you have to keep going into a page over and over again, but it's three or four clicks down, look up the shortcut, click the keys, and it jumps you immediately to that page. That's it from here. Everyone have a great evening. KF5VH.
Well, Steve, thanks for that information. You know, those shortcuts are on all kinds of programs, but thanks for sharing that. And I'll actually throw it back to Gordon after I pick up Doug and see if he has any comments on the shortcuts. But I'm really enjoying your comments and the program so far this evening. Thanks for being there, Steve, and I know you're an expert in technology. Actually, in my half of my new position, I have the smart board, which I've never used, but it'll be interesting to learn it. So with that, let me pick up you, Doug, a GYF. Glad you got your system back running, and glad you're here tonight. So maybe you'd like to make some comments, either Android or Echolink, computer, whatever you'd like to tell us this evening, but we appreciate you being here. Because KA0GYF, please come aboard.
Hi, Kathy in the net. Hi, Gordon, KY6C, K6SUN. KA0GYF here, Fort Myers. Android is a real sore subject. 7 days ago, Friday, at 11 a.m., the local cell tower that my phone connects to here from my house, although it's full scale, the internet disappeared from it. If I drive around to the local grocery store, you know, 3 miles north, or the local hospital, 4 miles south, or the local department store, 3 miles east, phone works fine. I'm picking up different towers as I'm picking up my current tower here at home, but there's no internet on. So I complain, and I complain, and I complain, and service ticket, nobody takes responsibility, nobody knows nothing. And then when it comes to proxy servers on that darn Android, what a turkey crapshoot that is. I had the best luck going to the echolink.org proxy list on the internet and trying to manually put in public proxies manually rather than letting the Android Echolink program search. And it worked a little better. But I have questions about the proxy server, because my plain vanilla is always on a public proxy, and this is my question. I've heard Gordon say over the years, choose a public proxy that's got a decent time, but how the heck does he know that? I've always picked U.S. proxies, you know, the K6OJs and the KD4UVNs, and they're 30 minutes, 3 hours. Sometimes if you're on a net on Saturday morning, it must sense activity, and it'll go from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If it senses activity, I don't know. But now I hear Kathy, I hear you saying Germany. I guess you're talking about a DB0, so I looked up and down the DB0s, and I'm currently connected to a DB0 TV number 2. Now, it doesn't say anything about timers or timing. And how do you know about this? Oh, hey, wait a second. I'm staring at it right now. After you connect, It says time out in 12 hours. My gosh, I'm really glad we've had this discussion. After you connect to it, you get a further little readout. Gosh, and I even have good reading glasses on tonight. So, Kathy, that's how you know about, after you connect, you get a little readout on the system setup proxy page. Boy, what a breakthrough I've had today. All I had to do is open my baby blue eyes, KA025. Thanks, Kathy. I'm going to search around and find, and see what the other, what those U.S. stations that I usually choose, what their timeout timer is. Oh, boy. It's been a busy week. I had a hard drive failure last Saturday, so everything is smooth sailing now with a solid-state drive. KA0GYF. Thanks, Kathy. Over.
All right. Thank you, Doug. I'm going to answer a little bit of this question, but you really don't have to connect. All you have to do is put your little mouse over the top of that as though you're going to connect. And see, it will always tell you the time. You don't have to actually connect to it. I usually put it, well, maybe it is connecting. I put it in, I click on it, so it probably is connecting me. And it tells me the time. But all those ones overseas are anywhere from 12 to unlimited time, and that's what I usually connect with. Don't do too much in the United States because they don't list any times. There's one that I think is PE1RAZ maybe. That's a good one to go through. So just go through those and check those out. And I knew about your hard drive, but you know I did something very foolish last night with my new laptop. For some reason I had a pin sitting on my keyboard at the top, tried to close my lid for the evening. I heard this cracking noise, couldn't figure out what it was. And I kept opening the computer, could never see this pin. I pushed it down a little further, and then something that on the back popped out, which was covers to certain things. So, you know, I actually didn't destroy the computer, but took some parts off of it. But you know what, Doug, when you talk about your internet service, I've had to do a lot of these tickets at school at my new location because I can't get certain things, and they told me I don't have the security. So I had to actually go through my data specialist to get the security. So I've been going through that for several days, so I know probably how you feel. But I'm sorry about the internet. But do check out those proxies. You know, there's a lot of them out there. Gordon, I'm going to throw it over to you and see if you have any comments from either One India, RMO, BH, or GYF, and then you can continue. But thanks for allowing me to have a little chat with these people this evening. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. KY6V, any comments to Doug or any of the other stations? Come aboard.
Yeah, thanks, Kathy. KY6V here for South Cars. Hey, good comments, guys. I don't think I've got anything to add other than to you out there, Steve. You know, this wonderful world of Disney that we're working in here with digital communication has created quite a library of acronyms. And I'm still trying to get my arms around an acronym and understand what it means when it is said to me without looking it up. And now you want me to memorize a whole bunch of shortcuts. I'm not sure I'm going there, Tiger. And, Doug, I think she's answered your question. Now, I'd have to go back. It's been a while since I've worked with public proxies because, as you know, Doug, I've got a number or a fleet or whatever you want to call it of private proxies at my access. But it seemed to me that when I was playing with the public proxies that I could get that information on how long they would leave you connected without actually connecting to it. And I will try that after our program here tonight and refresh my memory on just how it went about, and we'll get back with you. Okay, let's see. I'm going to move on to the next page. I'm going to offer something to you, Miss Net Manager. And that is, we're only going into the fourth page of the presentation, and there are 19 in total. We are at 48 minutes into the current hour. And unless you want to keep running this thing to midnight, I'm going to suggest at some point at your discretion, you tell us when we should cut this off, and we will have a part two of this. I understand that you're having some frustration in deciding what to do on the 28th of September, and this just may be the answer. So let me recharge everybody's timers, please. Okay, good discussion on proxy. I think we could probably take that deeper and deeper. I'd like you to now move to the next page to your right in this section that we're in, which is the fourth from the left, and it's called timing. And this is an interesting thing that I think we need to talk about for a minute or two. Assuming that you're there or we'll get there shortly, this page is controversial and subjective in nature. And I will say to you that a large group of us believe that the settings starting at the top to the bottom should be 30, 0, 0, 0, and 1200. Now we feel this way as the repeaters, links, and servers that we are communicating through Echolink have their own established time out timers. It has been some time since I've played with this, and I'll admit it, but as I recall, some of these timeouts will disconnect you from the station that you are connected to and require you to reconnect to continue the QSO. Further, it should be noted that if you are running a link or a repeater, the link or repeater should have its own timeout timer to protect the equipment involved. Kathy, I'm going to send it back to you, and let's see what kind of zingers we're going to get on this one. KY6V, back to Mademoiselle.
Okay, thank you, Gordon. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and your question on how long you want to run it, I'm going to leave that up to you. But I think this would be a good second part for September 28th, because originally we were going to do something on Echolink 101, so I'll let you stop it whenever you feel like it. But, you know, you helped me with this not too long ago. Normally I don't time out. You know, I usually drop it before I time out, but this was not too long ago during, well, I don't know if it was a global or rag two, and I actually timed out. And I talked to you, and you told me to go into this timing, and actually it was set differently. And you sent me to the 30, the 0, 0, 0, and the 1200. So I want to thank you for that. So maybe that's something that will help everyone else. But let me see who we can get to come aboard. If you haven't checked in with us this evening, and there's a lot of you out there who haven't, or if you have a question of Gordon about timing, just want to say hi to us, tell us how you think the program is going and whether you've learned anything new. I actually did that with my students today, Gordon, see what new information they learned. So that's a great strategy to use with our stations tonight. But how about some stations coming aboard? And we'll take you in order. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for some check-ins.
One India.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, Gordon, I have two stations out here, and I'm going to pick these two stations up. And maybe you can get some more to come on after they've talked. I'm going to first pick up Mr. One India and see what he has to share with us this evening, whether it's about timing or something else. Thanks once again for joining us this evening, Paul, because I know your schedule is quite busy. But come aboard with your comments.
Okay, Kathy, thanks. Actually, my schedule is quite ridiculous. But, Gordon, I did have a question. Now, unfortunately, I did have to run down to that room down the hall for a second, and when I put my headset back on, you were calling off the numbers, the 30000 1200. And that second number, the transmit time limit, mine is set at 210, and you were suggesting setting that to zero. I fear if there was an explanation, I missed it, and I would test yours and everyone else's patience if you could repeat that for me, because I don't understand why that would be set at zero, and I have it at 210. WQNI, back to net.
All right, thank you, Paul, and I do see, Gordon, that Gary is saying the same thing, you know, and I believe that's what mine was set at when you asked me to change. So, and it's helped me guys greatly, so I'm going to throw this over to Gordon right now and have him come aboard and give us an explanation why it should be zero. So KY6B, come aboard.
I feel like I'm on the spot. Hey, thanks, everybody. KY6V for South Cars. That 210, I believe, is default. When you first put your program online, you've downloaded it from Echolink headquarters. That default figure of 210 is going to come on for transmitter time limit. I am suggesting, and very strongly I might add, that you set it for zero. You also set the next one, which is receive time limit, to zero, and inactivity timeout to zero. Now, if you do this, your system is not going to upcut you in the middle of your transmission. And you're leaving the Jonas, if I can put it that way, on the supporting systems that you're working through. For example, we have a 4-minute timer on the SCARS server. If you blabber longer than 4 minutes, you are automatically muted. But it does it very kindly in the respect that the moment that you drop your key, you can transmit again unless somebody has already captured the channel and is talking. I mean, you're not muted and you don't have to reconnect or anything like that. The repeaters that are on our system that are linked into us have 3-minute timers. Inactivity timeout. Why, Paul, would you need that? That should be at zero. If you're connected to the SCARS server and nobody's talking, why should you be timed out because everything's quiet? Does that make any sense, Paul? Over.
Yeah, Gordon, absolutely. And
whoa, here we go. That's probably better.
Absolutely makes sense. And I've already done it, and I'll hit OK once I'm no longer transmitting. But yes, makes sense, perfect sense to me. At least my own software, Echolink program, won't be stopping me in the middle of a transmission. If I go too long and the system drops me, oh well, then I've just gone too long. I get that. And yeah, I'm sure it's the default because it's probably in Gary's too. We probably never bothered changing it. But thank you very much for that. Back to net, WQ1I. Okay, I guess I'll drop it.
Well, Paul, you just really had me in stitches here. You weren't saying anything, but you were still keyed up. But it happens to the best of us. You don't have one of those kitty cats that likes to get on your machine and keep it going, so you don't have that excuse. But that brought a chuckle to my face. Well, I'll go bypass you and pick up VXP up there in Ohio and see what his comments are this evening. Rick, thanks for being here tonight. I hope that the net is helping you if you have any questions about Echolink. But come aboard and share your comments.
This is N1PXP. Yeah, definitely helping. I beg to differ on the transmit timer. Some of the other conferences have, say, 160 seconds. Some have 120, 180. but I like to set mine at 120, only because the system will tell me 20 seconds prior to 120 seconds that I'm getting ready to time out. That way I know I can drop the key and then proceed, but usually leaving about 4 or 5 seconds in between to allow any of the repeaters that may be linked in or any of the links and the conference to reset. But I've done that from almost like day one, setting it at 120. I like that little beep that tells me, oh, you're getting ready to time out. Otherwise, if I didn't hear that, it would time out, and I wouldn't even know where I stopped or where I timed out at. And it's just a little convenience. Other than that, really enjoying it. And 1PXP back to net control.
All right. Thank you so much, Rick. I'm going to throw this over to you, Gordon. You know, I have to do the same thing that Paul just had to do, go down to the hall. So after you've answered Rick or maybe even Paul, why don't you pick up the next section, and then I will be back very shortly. So KY6V, is that okay?
No problemo, as they say down in Miami. Yeah, I just had a quick question of you. You know, whatever flips your skirt, whatever your comfortable factor is the way to go for it. I just don't personally want to be bothered with it. The question I have, and I think I touched on this earlier, since I'm running zeros on all my timers, and there's several pages that have timers on it. This is not the only one. Some of those, as I recall, and it's been a long time, will actually disconnect you. What happens to you in your transmit time limit if you have not let off the key when it gets to that 210 seconds? Well, I think you said 120 in your case. Does it disconnect you? Does it just put you in mute? What happens, Rick? Over.
Usually what happens is, like I say, it goes 20 seconds prior to timing out. And if it does go to timeout, it actually mutes me, and as soon as I release and then click on again, you know, then I could be able to transmit. But I hear... if I do go beyond the timeout, it actually disconnects me or mutes me. And then I hear, you know, as soon as I let go, I hear other people talking, and I realize, oops, I timed out. I've had it a couple of occasions where the 20-second timer did not activate. So I did actually time out, and somebody said, well, you timed out. And... it was almost instantaneous from when I run on that zero mark to when other people can key up. So I guess it really does mute me out, but I don't have to reset or anything. I just release and, you know, I can transmit again after.
Okay. Well, my recollection is telling me that not all of the settings do that, disconnect you, but it seemed to me that there were some. But it's been a long time, I'll be very honest about that. And I'd have to go back and reset all of these timers and find out which one says you've exceeded it and bang, you're gone and you're going to have to start from scratch. But thanks for that. Any other comments on this before we go to the next page? And I think the next page is probably going to be the last for tonight. I'll leave that up to the boss. You know, I'm good till midnight or 5 o'clock in the morning if you guys want to do it. But this may just play in properly for a part two presentation. Any other comments on what we were just discussing, please call now.
VH.
Yeah, good. I'm glad that you jumped in there, Steve. What's your experience on being disconnected with some of these Echolink timers? Over.
Starting at 35 seconds on my clock, I went ahead and set my timer to 30. So rather than try to guess at it, I just heard a little tone, Yes, timeout in 15 seconds. That's a little red message near the voice bar. Timeout in 7 seconds. Timeout in 4, 3, 2. This is KF5V8, and I'm back. So I was able on this timer to expire it and come right back. Back to you, Gordon, KF5VH.
Okay, good, Steve. Thank you. What timer were you working, sir?
That's the one we were just referring to that comes default at 210.
Yeah, okay. That's the same experience that Rick's getting, too. All right. Well, I've made a note here. I'll go through. I was going to do the same thing that you did. I didn't know that 35 might be the magic number, but 25 or 30 seconds and see which one shot me in the foot. Thanks, Steve. Any other comments, please?
No, sir. Nothing from here.
Okay, guys and gals, I'm going to go into the next one. If you'd be so kind, please now continue to the next page called Audio. That is the fifth from the left in the section that we are discussing. This will be very short and brief. And then, Kathy, I see that we're 5 minutes into the second hour. I'm going to suggest that you find out where the fat lady is and have her sing when she's ready. this page that we're now in is called Audio and is more than adequate in the default mode, guys and gals. Changing the sound card timing is only needed in some very rare configurations. And it is then recommended that you just leave everything into the default mode on this page. I'm not sure how many pages we've gone through here, but we've got a bunch to go. So, Kathy, I'm recommending at this point that we start to head to the end of the tunnel. K6SUN, KY6V.
All right, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and Gordon, that's your choice. You're on page 5, and there's 19 pages, so not sure if you want to go any further or you want to end it this evening, but I do think this would be a grand program for the 28th, because I really need a program. But let me throw it out there to anyone who would like to make some comments about this section. If you haven't checked in this evening, and maybe you just want to say hi. And then I'm going to throw it to you, back to you one final time, Gordon, and see what you want to do. So let's see if we have any check-ins. Come aboard if you'd like to check in. All right, KY6V, it doesn't look like we have anyone with any questions or comments here. So I'm going to throw it over to you and see what your choice is. It's a good place to stop. A lot of sections to go. But we do have another session we can do at the end of the month, and I would appreciate doing that with you again. So back to you, KY6V, and if you'd like to throw it back to me to close, I'd be more than happy to. So I'm going to throw it back to you and see what your choice is for this evening. KY6V, come back aboard.
Well, thanks, Kathy. I sort of feel this is a good jumping-off point. And I would mention here that one reason that we're doing this particular type of program this evening is we've got a rather large group of new members with Southcars over the last few months, and they're all new to Echolink, and they're all getting started like we all did at one point or another, and we sort of felt that maybe this would give them some help and thinking that would make their trip for finalization of a proper system more comfortable. I would also add that we have, through time, put on a number of Echolink programs on this TIN forum. I think the first one was called Echolink 101. Second one was called Echolink 201, so I don't know, maybe this one's going to be Echolink 301 or something, but we've tried to go through the various stages of setting up your audio, taking care of your port forwarding issues on your router and all of the niceties that happen to all of us when we first get started. So I'll turn it back to you, Kathy. Let me ask you this. May I have permission to go with Gary for one moment?
Most definitely, Gordon. Go right ahead.
Mr. Syracuse, do you have your ears on, sir?
Indeed I do, sir.
I think we've probably solved what I was going to ask you. But I'll broaden out what I was going to ask you. Are you interested in sometime down the pike orchestrating a session on plastic versus oil? Over.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. I fully expect to do that. I think that'd be a great net to do. And I'm kind of psyched about that. I haven't had an awful lot of time this week to do as much research on that as I would like to, but that fascinated me. So definitely, I'm throwing my hat in the ring for that one. Back to you, it's KC2RMO.
Absolutely wonderful. Okay, well, I think we're pretty well booked for September. I'd have to ask Kathy what she's got booked for October, but generally speaking, I think it's spoken for. I was sitting back here today knowing that we had a problem on the 28th. And that was a schedule of a re-review of Echolink 101, and we're going to pull that, particularly because of the subject that we're in here tonight. And then I looked at the schedule, Gary, and I saw, well, you are headlining the Ask an Elmer Sunday morning, and it wouldn't be fair for us to ask you to run the subject of plastic and oil on Global on Saturday night and then turn around and run Ask an Elmer on Sunday. So that's all solved itself. So thank you, sir. I'll have the boss get in contact with you. Over.
Sounds reasonable and equitable, and remember that oil's well that ends well. Back to you, sir.
I would have loved to hear you when you were a disc jockey. Go ahead, Kathy, and thank you. KY6W.
I must say the same thing. He always has a very quick answer with something that's comical. And I hope the house is coming along well, Gary. I know you've been very busy with that and that the household is doing great. But I will tell you, at my school, it seems maybe I was valuable. I'm not sure, but they don't seem to want to replace my social studies position, so they're working with long-term subs, and I have to provide the work for that as well as my other class. So that's part of my weekend as well. But, you know, this has been a grand session this evening. I've enjoyed what I've heard, Gordon, and the conversations and the questions and the comments. And we'll put this in on September 28th as a global family hour to be part two, to hopefully complete it. And then hopefully, Gary, I can schedule you possibly for a TIN in October, if not a global. So we'll be in touch about that. But once again, I want to thank everyone for being here this evening. But let me just go briefly over the schedule with everyone so you know that you're encouraged to be here on Saturday and Sunday. But let me drop it here for just a moment. You know, Gordon, before I go over the schedule, I want to thank you for putting together this program tonight. It had to take a lot of extra time, but you have that expertise, and we appreciate that. You've helped me greatly, and I think you've helped a lot of others, so it's just refreshing all of our memories. But I want to encourage everyone to please connect to our usual nets, AM, Eurasia, Pacific. The Global Family Hour on Saturday evening is going to be you and I, Gordon, and once again, we're going to do some trivia, guys. Trivia. You never know what that trivia is going to be all about, but we hope that you'll be there. We usually have a great deal of fun with trivia. We haven't done it in a while, so we hope that you'll join us 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Sunday, we're going to talk about September. what you do in September, the holidays in September, any type of September fun. So we hope that you'll all join us. You know, Gordon, before I close it out this evening, I'm just going to make one final call out to anyone that would like to make any comments this evening about your net or about anything, or just merely to say hi, and then I'll close. So with that, this is Kilo 60R United November, along with KY6B, looking for some final check-ins.
RMO one last time.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, my Charlie Bravo.
All right, this is great. Final check-ins this evening, and I have four fine stations coming aboard. I have our backup RMO, and I'm not sure, Gary, you may be backup as well on a Saturday. I'll have to check that out. But enjoy your grapes that you're going to be picking in the future. LBM, Mr. Jim, VXP, Rick up there in Ohio, and LCB George. I was hoping that you'd come aboard this evening. So let me start right at the top with KC2RMO and see what his final comments and his final chuckle for us this evening. Come aboard, Gary.
Well, thanks, Kath. The 21st is kind of an important day. That's for our annual trip to Pennsylvania for grape picking, which we may even do a net on that. I don't know. It's an interesting time. We go to northwest Pennsylvania, and it's an interesting area. It's about 4.5-5 hours from here. I've never seen so many grapes in my life, and they have wonderful grapes, and it's definitely worth the drive. It's a lot of fun. But to Kath, everything's going great here for right now, anyway. It seems to be it's almost spooky. Things are going okay, but it's been a pretty good week, even at work. So you know, who can complain? Let me buy a nickel. And Gordon, you'll get a kick out of this. I wanted to let you know too. I was just you have one of those. I always, because I take the monitor off my board, and I wear headphones most of the time, but sometimes I'm just too lazy to put them on. So, Gordon, you get a kick out of this. I'm doing the old Gary Owens thing, where I'm putting my hand up to my ear, and that really works. I've done that for years, actually, when you didn't want to have headphones on or couldn't find your headphones. That actually does work. So. But it must look absolutely crazy. So we'll send it back to the net and say goodnight to everybody. This is KC2RMO.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, for your final check and one comment here. You know, I know that Stephanie has started to can and could freeze jelly as well. But maybe you should make some grape jelly. I've done that for many years, not so much Concord grapes, but strawberries and everything else. So I hope that she takes a chance at canning or freezing those grapes that you pick. And I hope that you have a lot of fun. So with that, let me call on you, Mr. LBM. What would you like to share with us this evening as a final comment?
Good evening again, Kathy, WB4LBM. I was just going to tell Gordon the remainder of those shortcuts. There's three of them. And they're all alternate. Alt E is the one we just been discussing tonight. It brings up the setup screen. Alt Y brings up the sysop screen. You can look at all the things there. And Alt-Papa brings up the prefaces screen. So, it is a shortcut. We go out and look the things up and go boogie-woogie all over the place. And with a mouse or something, they'll just reach over at the keyboard and punch them two keys and bang, there's your screen. So, that's them. and then you can just do a consortium or whatever you want to do there. But anyway, they always come up in the extreme left-hand column on the first entry. They don't come up on the title line. They come up the next one on the first question or first thing to be said. But you can back it up one and you can go up anywhere you want to go. But anyway, that's that. And I certainly enjoyed it, and we'll look forward to the 28th WB4LBM back to Kathy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jim. You know, I've been looking on Rebecca's QRZ and FCC and still see nothing there, so hopefully there's not a problem for you, but I'll keep checking it. Hope all is well with both of you, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the program this evening. And, you know, we'll conclude it on the 28th. And we thank you so much for being here and for all you guys do for South Cars up there. But we are sure glad that you enjoyed it. I'm going to call on Mr. VXP, Rick. And Gordon, I will call on you after I've checked everyone in and see if you have any comments. But, Rick, VXP, you know, I heard from my son. He's way up in the Upper Peninsula. He tells me he drives a truck from Ontonagon to Sault Ste. Marie. Had their first snow and some very cool temperatures, so maybe you share with us what Ohio's like. I've heard parts of Ohio are still in the 90s. So with that, Rick, come aboard with your final comments.
This is N1VXP. Pull myself away from Gilligan's Island. Happens to be on TV, so got to pull myself away from that. Yeah, we've had yesterday and the day before, we actually had temperatures hotter than you guys. So I almost felt like I was down in Florida, not in Ohio. We had 2 days of 90-plus temperatures. Of course, today it got up to 80, but had low humidity. Actually felt more like the 70s throughout the day. And, yeah, I think it's going to be, probably in the 60s for a high over the weekend and 40s for the low. Can't wait for that kind of weather. My only comment is, too bad. I really enjoy this topic on Echolink. But September 28th, I've already got another plan going. And it'd be kind of hard to do Echolink and a banquet at the same time. Gonna miss it. It's good. But I'm pretty sure that Echolink is definitely something worth really enjoying about. I'm learning more every day. I found an example on sound as far as the mic setting and speaker settings. They're different about the ways I can adjust things in the, not only the laptop, but the Echolink itself. So, quite enjoy Echolink as well. And N1VXP back to net control.
Well, Rick, I knew you were going to, I think it's Pennsylvania, for class reunion, but you know, I always record the session, I'm sure Gordon does, so, you know, we can get it to you some way. It has to probably be Skype, but, you know, we will have it recorded, and so if you do desire it, we can get it to you, but I hope that you enjoy that session. You know, you should enjoy that temperatures, because you know what's going to happen soon. It's going to get cold and windy and rain and snow, and Gary, who's up there in New York, is saying it was 39 Monday night. He said 94 on Wednesday, but now he says it's starting to get cold. So, you know, enjoy that weather. Us down in Florida, however, is now one of the better times of our year. It's sometimes cool at night and just nice warm temperatures during the day. And
That's why we like it down here. So, Rick, thanks for being here. Enjoy your time in Pennsylvania. Be safe out there, and let us know if you'd like the recording. So I'm going to break with you, and I'm going to pick up Mr. LCB, Mr. George. It's been a long, long time. Every time I walk outside my door, look under my tree, I see those little plants you've given me, and I think so much of you. So I hope all is going well in your household with Katie and Twinkles. But thanks for coming aboard this evening and joining us for this session. So what are your comments, George? And hopefully you got your equipment, your van working, and everything has started off week nicely, or ended the week nicely. George, come aboard. Share with us this evening.
Good tidings, Kathy. KW4, Charlie Bravo, and pray that y'all well, everyone connected tonight and doing good. What can I say, Kathy? We're here. The van problem got solved. We've got a different van, and hopefully in the next few weeks I'll be able to drop that transmission out of that van and get that taken care of. Have enjoyed it. What I could hear of the net tonight. Thank you all for putting it on and everyone's participation. Gut Jim. I think his comment was boogieing around the keyboard there, and I think Gary has got hopped up on oil and plastic there. Better watch out, man. You can slip inside, and next thing you'll be wanting to do the boogaloo jive there, and I just don't know if Gordon can handle it. But what can I say? I loved it, and won't be able to make the 28th appearance there. We got a big happening. The Conk Nation is going to get together over on DeSoto Beach over there around Tampa there, and have a big old powwow. What can you say? There'll be some horns blowing, some horns up, and some horns down, and no telling what might come around. KW4, leave my Charlie Bravo. Thank you, man.
Well, George, it's so nice hearing you, and that things worked out with the van. Sounds like a nice party. Hopefully you'll send me some pictures of that get-together. But, you know, we always record it, so we always have it in case you need it. And you still have a source that we can get that to you. So, you know, if you want to, just let us know. But I'm glad everything is going well, and I hope Twinkles is doing well. And I hope that, I've heard some stories about that kitty cat. So that must be an intelligent kitty cat. Mine is getting older and not as active, but she's around. So have a great evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. And hopefully you'll be around during the weekend so we can chat once again. But I'm going to break with you. Don't you guys who have these final check-ins go away, because, you know, our NCS this evening is KY6V, and he may have some comments. But I'm going to pick up one Indian. He asked for some final comments here. And so I'm going to call on him. But before I do, Paul, I want to tell you that I sent a card, a birthday card, to Beth. And she sent me a reply, and she sent me some pictures of, I think, the bikes and the... She told me that she went on a 65-mile trip. She showed me a picture of the bike. I think it's her bike. And maybe you can clarify this for me, but I always thought a man's bike had a bar at the top and a woman's sort of went down, but hers has a bar. So maybe you can explain that to us this evening. Thanks for being here. Give us your final comments and actually answer that question for me. WQ1I, please come aboard.
Okay, Kathy, WQ1I. Well, as far as Beth goes, yeah, you read that right. She did a 65-mile ride along. It was along the coastline, you know, along the ocean, but so relatively flat, but 65 miles is 65 miles. That's a heck of a ride. And that's her new bike. It's a carbon fiber bicycle. You can pick it up with one hand or two fingers, really. And the old style bikes, the women's bikes had that step through. You know, they didn't have a bar across the top. I guess it was so that you could ride with a skirt. I don't see too many women doing that nowadays. And these road bikes, they don't come that way. So they do make bikes that are built for women because they have different, they usually have longer torsos than men or vice versa. So they got the geometry of the bike set up for women specific, but they all have that bar on the top, or most of them do anyway. Certainly most of the serious bikes do. Let me drop it. And that's a very serious bike. So I think my first motorcycle cost what that bike cost. But anywho, I wanted to say that I really enjoyed the net tonight. And to George and Rick, who can't be here on the 28th, I'm pretty sure, and Gordon can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they will be recorded and available for you guys to listen to, even if you can't participate. And it's definitely an interesting thing to sit here, pull down the screens, and go along as we get the tutorial from Gordon. And apparently there's a lot of pages left of this thing, so this might be an all-year thing. And my last comment, Rebecca, if her stuff isn't showing up on the database, maybe she better check her paperwork and make sure she wrote down her correct call sign. I think that happened once before. Anyway, that's it from Danbury, where the temperature has dropped considerably now that this front moved through. And it's going to be a very nice, easy-to-sleep night. Back to net, WQ1I.
Well, Mr. Danbury, you sort of... I couldn't stop laughing with this call sign bit, because I remember that. But I'm not sure if she had issues. I know that she was wanting to change her call sign, her and Jim. So I'm keeping track of it, just so we can change her roster. But, you know, that brought a chuckle to my face. That bar, when you talk about picking up that bike with one finger and costing as much as a motorcycle, that was interesting. But, you know, I'm thinking of that bar, you know, for male or female, and if you do something wrong, that's sure definitely going to hurt if you hit that bar. But I'm glad that she can travel that far. You travel a long ways, but I'm not sure I could do 65 miles. That's a long distance, but I know the two of you love biking, so I'm sure she enjoyed herself. So, Mr. Gordon, I'm going to throw this to you, see if you would like to make any comments to any of those stations that connected. We had Gary, we had Jim, we had VXP, we had George, and we had Paul. We had a great session this evening and a great conclusion to final check-ins. So, KY6V, do we have any comments? If so, come aboard.
Well, thanks, Kathy. KY6V here. I'm still laughing about your comment there, Paul, about the wrong call. I remember that very vividly. That's something that will go down in history and will remain in the journals forever. And your comment about the recordings, yes, guys and gals, the TIN Thursday Night Productions are all on our website, and it is up to date. Our Orlando website, that's the voip.southcars.com. And tonight's session has been recorded, and if the dam doesn't break tomorrow, The recording will be edited, finalized, and published on that recording for this evening's, and of course the 28th will happen the same way. So we don't have to worry about, if you're interested in the recording, making some method to get it to you. All you'll need to do is to go to the website, and that's the SCARS, T-I-N, podcast. A call out on the left-hand sidebar of our homepage, and just pick out the one that you want to listen to. Let me buy a nickel here for a second. I'm going to take something out of order here. I want to say this with tongue-in-cheek to our backup this evening, Mr. RMO. And it's a question, sir. You're going to Pennsylvania, excuse me, and you're going to do some picking? Are you taking your Stradivarius? Over.
Well, no, actually, I'm not, because where we are going, it's very likely that we would be deep in Amish country, and as such, I'd be forced to barter, and since that would be the only thing that I had of value, I wouldn't want to give it up. So we'll leave that at home and barter with the objects we have. That'll work. But if it all works out nicely, there may be some grape jelly coming your way. KC2RMO going back to the net.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that jelly. That'd be great. Yeah, but you know, you can't do any picking without the instrument of your choice. Go ahead, Kathy, KY6V. Thank you.
Well, you know, Gordon, I have a comment to Gary. You know, Amish country is good for Lebanon bologna. Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And I sure love Lebanon bologna. So if you ever go that direction, you can send something that my way as well. Love that. In our stores down here, we sell it in Publix. And, you know, it's one of my favorites. Well, let's see. Gordon, I'll throw it back to you. Did you have any other comments of anyone else who's talked, either George or Rick or LBM? You talked to RMO or WQ1I, and then if not, you know, I'll close for this evening because I've enjoyed it. So, Gordon, I'll throw it back to you for one final comment and see if there's anything else you'd like to say.
No, thank you, Kathy. I think we're all set here. I'm poised on the kill button. I've got three recordings going. I think you're recording also, so we ought to have four to put it together. KY6V, go ahead.
All right, super. And one thing I should say about our 28th session, it is the Global Family Hour. We'll try to include it into the podcast for maybe the TIM, because it's the same subject matter. So that you have that, anyone that's not going to be around on the 28th. So with that, I'm going to actually close this evening. I want to thank you, Gordon. I want to thank everyone who is connected this evening for a grand session on EchoLink configurations. But please join us September 28th. It's going to be a Global Family Hour, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The second part is going to the final pages of the configurations. But you know, this has been SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. The OIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website. Once again, that's www.boip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has actually been Gordon, KY6V. But my name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Both of us say 73, and we close this VOIP session. Thank you for your participation and your comments this evening. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. I hope that each and every one of you will join us for our Saturday and Sunday nets. But until that time, this is KY6V and Kilo 6 Sierra United November saying bye-bye for now.
This has been the South Cars Outreach Program. Join us again next time for another an hour series of training sessions for amateur radio operators. Goodbye for now.